Celia, the day is November 25th, 2020.
Querida Celia, the day is, December 23rd. Today's December 23rd. Happy Merry Christmas Eve. Right? So I graduate in 4 days. The day today is May 18th, 2021.
The day is June 2nd, 2021. The day is February 15th, and it is 1:43 a.m.
I hope that when you listen to this, estoy super lista. Y va a ser muy divertido. Okay, that's all. Love you, bye.
Today is Thursday, January 25th. It's 12:37 a.m. And alas, I am recording this podcast episode in my bed. Sleepover time. So I'm gonna try not to talk too loudly because, you know, this is like, just imagine we're in a sleepover and this is when, you know, everyone starts talking about their life and like the lights are all dark and you know what I mean? Like when, you know, you're sleeping over with all your friends and everyone's pretending to be asleep and suddenly someone's like, hey, what's the meaning of life? And then everything evolves into a 2-hour conversation. Suddenly it's 4 a.m. and nobody's tired anymore. Anyways, oh my God, I'm trying to figure out how to put my headphone on so it doesn't hurt my piercing, but it hurts. Okay, I think I figured it out. Today, I wanted to talk about this concept of letting yourself get rejected. Of letting yourself be rejected. And I saw a video on TikTok actually that inspired this and really got me thinking. And this girl was saying how you should let yourself be rejected as many times as possible. And she was saying this in terms of jobs, in terms of school. She said, apply to the job even if you think you're not qualified, because let yourself get rejected. Who knows what could happen? And I started thinking about this a lot. And you know, this love of my life, Stephanie, always says rejection is redirection. And I always think about that whenever anything happens and I'm like, oh, this wasn't necessarily the outcome that I wanted for this situation or whatever. I always think about that. I'm like, okay, maybe I'm being redirected to somewhere better. And then I was also thinking about the times in my life where I have felt rejected. And one of the first instances that I remember feeling rejection so heavily that it hurt my heart was when I applied for undergrad and I got those decisions back when I was 17. And there was this one school that I really wanted to go to, but I didn't even, let's take a step back. It's not that I even wanted to go to this school. It was the fact that they were the first school to reject me. And I'm not going to say what school it was, but I felt it so deeply. And I remember getting the email when I was in school and I was standing by some lockers and I broke down crying after school by the lockers because I was so sad that this school had rejected me. And I, in retrospect, I'm so grateful that I did not end up going there for a variety of different reasons. One of which being that I would not have been happy in that environment. And I know that based on having talked to people that went there, having seen how they treated the students. And I'm so glad that I didn't end up at that school when I felt so deeply in that moment, that hurt and that sense of just like, ugh. Why don't they want me? And then I was also thinking about like romantic situations, right? Because I feel like that's so often what we also associate with rejection and a fear of rejection, especially. And there was this one, guy. I'm telling you now, it literally feels like a sleepover. There's this one guy that I really liked, that I really was like, well, you know, I could see myself being in a relationship with this person. And for a moment, like, he also felt that way as well, except we never dated. Plot twist. Plot twist. Situationship incoming. And we were never officially together. And it was one of those situations where, in that moment, I didn't get rejected. I got put on hold. And I let myself be put on hold. And it was a sense of not now, maybe later. And I was like, okay, not now, maybe later. And, you know, I continued away, continued going about my merry way, except I didn't, right? Because when somebody that you like tells you to wait, but doesn't tell you to wait, they tell you not to wait. They're like, go meet somebody else, go meet other people so I can meet other people. When they do that, you don't continue along your happy single way. Because in the back of your mind, you're like, oh, but it might work out. Oh, but maybe later. Oh, but maybe in the future. Oh, but this. Oh, but that. Or what if, what if, what if? And it's so easy to hold on to that hope with someone that you really like. And I did that. And I really held on to that hope. And for a while, it was fine. It was manageable. I was like, okay, it's just hope. It's just hope. It's fine. Everything's fine. I don't have these serious, deep feelings for this person. And it feels weird talking about this because I'm like, ugh, talking about this so publicly. Like, yeah, theoretically, he could hear this someday. But, you know, whatever. I think honesty is the best policy. And there came a point where I felt very used and I felt very hurt by the situation because I started thinking and I was like, if somebody, I was like, okay, Celia. To compare it to the school that rejected me, I was like, this is a place that I didn't necessarily want to go to. Is this someone that I want to be with? But the difference here, which I think is the difference that happens a lot with people that we like romantically, is that I really did want to be with that person in that moment, in that first initial moment. I said, yep, this is it for me. If this is all that I get in life, I would be perfectly content and perfectly happy, and all would be right in my fairy tale world. And then, you know, time passed. It was still this weird limbo of like, we're friends, but maybe something more. Except I started to get the sense that it was very one-sided. And I was like, okay, this might not be the best situation for me to be in because I started to feel very nervous whenever I would have to talk to this person in terms of what do I have to say to be perfect? What do I have to say to convince them to like me? What do I have to say to make them change their mind about not wanting to be with me right now? What can I do to make maybe later be maybe now, me be sooner rather than later? And so I would feel so nervous and I would put this pressure on myself of now I have to show up and be my most beautiful Celia and be my most funny Celia and my most energetic Celia and my most perfect of perfects of perfects of everything Celia. And it was so exhausting, dude. It was so freaking exhausting. And I would say that I'm a pretty kind person and I'm a pretty servicial person, to say it in Spanish, servicial, of I'm very intentional with how I give my love or show my love. And so to give an example, because that's very vague, to give an example, when I really, really like someone, I will go out of my way to make sure that I can be there for them. And oftentimes I do this when no real commitment has been shown, which is a problem. Like I'm gonna say it now. Like that's not a good thing to do because I usually end up hurt. But so if I notice, for example, that someone's too busy to make food, I'll make them food and I'll give it to them. I'll be like, here you go. And I don't necessarily expect that back. The problem arises when it feels very taken for granted and it feels as though this person knows that I like them in this manner and they use it to their advantage, knowing themselves that they don't like me that way, slash, maybe will never like me that way. And the being taken advantage of is what really impacts me because, like I said, I start to feel like I have to be this perfect version of myself in order to get that love back, which is where the problem lies, which is a big problem. No bueno. And so that happened for a while. And I kind of took a big step back and I was like, all right, maybe not the situation for me. Maybe not the person for me. And that's cool. And time passed. One Mercury retrograde, two Mercury retrograde, three Mercury retrograde. And guess who was back again? And one of my big problems that I'll admit, we're very self-aware here. One of my big problems that I'll admit is when I like someone, I really hold on to that first impression that made me like them. And I'm like, this person was this way at this time, and that is exactly how they are, and that is exactly how they will be. And so oftentimes this leads to falling for love bombing, because people show up very differently in the first week of knowing you, in the first month of knowing you. And it's hard to wrap your head around this, especially when, a lot of us, a lot of you listening, me included, we're all very hopeless romantics. And so, to me, when somebody is very lovey-dovey, when somebody is very romantic, I don't immediately see that as a red flag, even though sometimes it is a red flag, because I myself am very romantic, but I feel like I have this wall almost of I need somebody else to do it first to give me permission to be that self. You know what I mean? Of I'm not gonna immediately be baking you muffins and bringing you lunch and, doing all these things for you if you don't express that same sort of emotion back towards me, where I'm like, oh, okay, you like me. Oh, you really like me. I really like you. Oh my God, we really like each other. Ah. And that's where the problem lies. In some instances, not always, I'm not gonna say always, I'm not gonna generalize it, but oftentimes, somebody, when they know that you're very romantic, they will take advantage of that and they will express themselves in the way that they know you want them. One of my hanging vines just fell on me. Okay. All right. God, is this a sign? Anyways, and so I feel as though it's very normal to want love. It's very normal to want attention. It's very normal to want that sense of somebody sees you and somebody appreciates you and somebody loves you for who you are. And so we're willing to kind of perform this ideal self. And I feel like if somebody knows that you're a romantic person, they will mirror that to give you permission to be that person, which is very tough because then they realize that they themselves are not that person. Does that make sense? Of they're mirroring what you want from them, knowing that they can't give it back to you forever. And so eventually this leads to, oh shit, I can't do this. I can't commit to you, which is normal, which is fine. Like it's a good thing to realize early on. But it's very harmful to realize it and to play with it in terms of, oh shoot, I know that I can't provide for this person. Let me step back, but let me not step back. Let me sidestep, but let me still play games. Let me still reach out to them. Let me still do this. Let me still do that. Anyways, this person comes back, and I get the sense that things have changed. I don't know why I get that sense. Maybe I just wanted to get that sense of, oh, this person likes me. Wow. And for some unknown reason to me, I develop very strong feelings again. Even though I had gone through the whole healing journey, I was like, whatever, like, me vale madre, bro, me vale madre. I get really strong feelings again. And I was just like, I don't know what to do with this. I don't know. And it felt like that schoolgirl type of crush. And I hadn't felt like that in a long time. So I was like, this must be a good sign, right? This must be a good sign that I haven't felt like this in a long time. Like, I don't know if I've ever felt like this at all. And plot twist, it was a good sign, but not for the reasons you might think. And I remember that there was one time when I was answering questions on Instagram and somebody DM'd me for advice, or somebody in the question box asked me for advice. And they say, how do I tell my crush I like them? And I respond, I was in a silly, goofy mood that day. And I responded back, oh, you tell them, you just say it. And then when I developed these really strong feelings again, I was like, bro, no way. No way am I ever confessing my emotions, bro. Absolutely not. Why would I ever tell them that? And so, but because I had said that, and because of you guys, I was like, no, I need to con I was like, bro, I can't be a hypocrite. I need to tell him. I need to tell him, even though I don't want to. And so I confessed my emotions, and it was like 3 a.m., dude. And I like sent a little text. It was the kind of moment where you send a text and then you like throw your phone and you're like, ah. Except I was so tired. I think I like texted, and he responded back immediately. And I was like, oh, like I feel this very strong way about you. Like, do you feel the same for me? And immediate rejection. Immediately. Immediately. I was so humiliated. I was so embarrassed. It was so bad. And I can say it now with like a smile on my face, and I think it's funny. But I didn't feel one as hurt as I did the first time of being put on hold. I feel like that was a lot more hurtful because I was like, well, what do you mean? Like, why am I a hold to you of like, you want me, but you don't want me, but whatever. This was different. And that I felt very proud of myself for having allowed myself to be rejected, which sounds kind of counterintuitive, but I was like, wow, I did that. I said it. I said it with my whole chest. I was like, yeah, I feel that way about you. And they're like, okay, great. Like, I don't feel that way about you. And I was like, okay, great. Nice. No worries. And I meant it. I was like, okay, if you don't like me, that's fine. And I feel like I stopped having this pressure of needing to be this perfect Celia all the time. And I could just be Celia. And that could be perfect just for what it is. And I'm so grateful that I allowed myself to have that experience and to be rejected, because it showed me exactly the way that I would want to feel in a relationship, which was, I want to be myself and have that be made to feel perfect instead of feeling like I need to make myself perfect in order to be loved. Because I don't, because you don't. You listening to this, you don't have to change yourself for somebody to like you. If they don't like you, that's a reason, that's a sign. And it has nothing to do with you. And it's probably just them, and they don't want to commit for whatever reason. And that's also very valid. But it's just the playing games is very hurtful. And I think it's always better just to be honest of if somebody, people are always like, oh, we could just stay friends. Like, do you really want to be friends with this person, first of all? Like, because if you do, great. Yeah, like actually pursue a friendship. But if you don't, why would you say that? Like, literally, why would you say that? Don't say that. Go and block them. Like, why would you say that? And I'm saying that more to myself. That's why I'm like, Celia, you stupid. But allowing yourself to be rejected is such a weird concept, because nobody really wants to get rejected. Like, why would you want, like, hopefully everything goes well. But you also have to remember that there's so many things happening in our favor that are out of our control and that we also don't know about. And so I don't know why that whole experience happened to me, right? Of what, why did I have to, have feelings, not have feelings again. But I will say that I learned an incredible amount about myself, about what I could feel, which was incredibly rewarding of, oh, I could have these very strong feelings and I could feel that excitement. But while I want to feel that excitement and while I want to feel that sort of like giddy crush of, oh my God, like he likes me, I also want to feel calm and restful. And I want to go to sleep not worrying if somebody's going to wake up liking me the next day, Which I feel like is so often, which has been the case in the past, of I'm like, great, you like me today. Are you going to like me tomorrow? Who knows? Who knows? Because you're not very consistent with the way you treat me. And it's just, sometimes it does annoy me because I feel like I am very consistent with the way that I show up for the people that I really value and really love in my life. I can't show up for everyone, right? Or else I would never show up for myself. But I am very intentional and very consistent and very, I provide that sense of stability for my friends, for my family. They know that I'm there for them. They know that if they need me, I'm around. And it's so easy to get frustrated when you're like, I deserve somebody that would also do that to me, that would also do that for me. And I haven't gotten it yet. But there's so many lessons to unpack while you're single, while you're meeting people, while you're getting rejected. I think there's so much to learn. And you, when I was, I had talked to my therapist about this, and she asked me honestly, she was like, Celia, let's be honest here. If this person that we're talking about, if they had decided to come back and say, I want to be in a relationship with you, do you think it would have been a good relationship? And I was like, bro, bro, bro. Oh, it's too loud, too loud. And I looked her in the eye and I said, no, I don't think it would have been. And she was like, why? And I was like, because even from the start, I felt ashamed to be my true, genuine self, to be anxious, to be stressed, to be tired. And I want to be in the places with the people that allow me to be my most authentic self. So let yourself get rejected. Let yourself, if somebody doesn't want you, you don't want them. Y punto. Who cares? If a job doesn't want you, maybe that's not the job for you. Maybe you're meant to follow your passion, your follow your hobby. Maybe you're meant to do things that you haven't even discovered yet. How cool is that? How exciting is that? If a school doesn't want you, maybe you wouldn't have been very happy there. And that's something to keep in mind and something to consider. And like I said, I wanted to use the example here of the school and the romantic relationship because I feel like so often that is what can cause us so much distress because it feels like it's such a big decision of, choosing my undergraduate degree. I was like, I'm gonna move somewhere for 4 years and I could potentially stay there. I could potentially like make a whole life there. And it felt huge. I'm like, dating someone, being in a relationship with someone, that's huge. That's a big decision to make, especially now that I'm 24. I was like, my parents got married at 25. That's crazy. My mom was 25, my dad was 26. I'm like, that's... And so my whole life, I had this idea of how my life was gonna go. And I was like, married by 25, like all these different things. And it might not look like that. And I might still like my life anyway. Just something to think about. Let yourself be rejected. and see how much you can learn. Alas, thank you so much for joining me today. This little sleepover episode. I hope it felt, I don't know. I hope it felt like, we're just friends talking here. And if you have been rejected, if you've been through a breakup, if, you really wanted to go somewhere and you didn't get in, also feel those feelings. That's completely valid to be sad. Feel those feelings. Do not ever. I'm telling you, some of the worst moments in my life are when I suppress my feelings because I'm like, this is stupid to feel. Why is it stupid? Just feel it. Just feel it to the fullest extent, and also let yourself get rejected and let yourself move on. You don't have to stay there. It feels so comfortable to stay there, right? Because you're like, but this feeling was so good, but this first impression was so amazing. Allow yourself to move on. If someone doesn't want to be with you, hey, that's perfectly fine because somebody else will. And somebody else is gonna love you better. We always, my friends and I, we always say this or better, this or better. And if it's not this, it's gonna be better. And that's okay. That's great. That's amazing. If this was so good, I can't even imagine the better. But let yourself be rejected and let yourself try. Don't be scared to try. And if you're scared, it's okay to do it scared. It's okay to be scared. I was so, literally, I was shaking when I was sending this text. I was like, oh my God, like, I like you. I was like, dude, I'm 24. Why am I so afraid of sending this stupid text? And then I did it. And then I got rejected. And guess what? I survived. I always think about that whenever I'm like, oh no, this is such a scary moment. I'm like, I've been through so many scary moments in my entire life. And I remember the I was valedictorian of my high school and I had to give the valedictory speech. And I think it was in front of like 2,000 people or something. And I was so scared. I was so incredibly scared because I hated public speaking. To this day, I'm still a little nervous. It makes me nervous. But I hated public speaking so bad. And we had to have our speech memorized. And I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. And then I did it. And I was like, oh, I did it. And in my speech, something that I said was, we've all survived 100% of our worst days. And I was quoting somebody else that had said that. And it's true. Bro, I've been rejected so many times. And it's okay. And I'm still confident and I'm still beautiful. And life's too short to not. Tell somebody that you have a crush on them. Life's too short to not apply to the job you want, to apply to the school you want. Let yourself be rejected. Let yourself be rejected and then celebrate, bro. If you get rejected, hey, something better is coming. And how exciting is that? All right. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you have a wonderful day or night or whenever you're listening to this. And I need to get the heck to bed, but yeah, let me know if you like this episode and let me know what you think about this because I think it's such an interesting concept in the way that this girl on TikTok worded it, and I really loved it. And I was like, damn, I need to do this more often. So let yourself get rejected and know that you're amazing anyway. All right, love you, bye.